As a native New Englander, I feel compelled to tell our next guest, Vince Wilfork, that winter hasn't come yet. But you see the hat you showed up in.
Winter is here to me.
It's here to you. If you're from down south, this is winter, right?
Oh, yeah.
If there's snow on your lawn, it's winter.
It's winter, exactly.
Sort of sets the mood, doesn't it, for how things feel around here today?
Yeah, I mean, to go out there and put together a performance we put on the field out there yesterday. I mean, a high school probably could beat us yesterday. And you know what? It started in practice. You know, we went all week with mistakes where, you know, we shouldn't be making mistakes, things that we were doing, we shouldn't have been doing it. And that's the way we play. I mean, mistake after mistake and, you know, being out of position, not being able to tackle. Don't get me wrong. I think guys really knew, you know, how the game was going to play out. You know, we went over how the game was going to play out. We knew how they wanted to play the ball. And it's tough because we looked at film after film and we seen exactly what they wanted to do. And one thing we wanted to do is we didn't want to play from behind, especially with this group of guys, because once they got the lead, they pretty good, you know, and you know, they can control their own destiny when they had the lead. And you know what? A couple of minutes in the ball game is 10-0 their way. And you know what? They didn't look back ever since. So, we can coach all day on stuff that came up in this game. And you know what? We're going to have to, because, you know, it's not going to get any easier. We got Pitt coming up, and I'm pretty sure after they play their game, you know, if they take care of their business, they're going to be looking at this game and saying, you know what? We can run the ball. And Pittsburgh, one of the best teams that can run the ball. I mean, period. I mean, in history, if you go back, Pittsburgh Steelers, they want to be physical at the line of scrimmage and want to run the football. So they play right into their hands. So we got to find a way to get it fixed, get those mistakes and correct those mistakes and move forward. You know, that's one thing we can't do. We can't be sitting back and saying, you know, what if I would have done this? Well, if, you know, yeah, we all can say that, but can't do nothing about it right now. So only thing we can do is prepare well for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it starts with the day. It don't even start tomorrow or Wednesday. It starts today. You know, after we watch film and make these corrections, I mean, we all just need to, you know, jump on the same ship and get this film and start getting it together now, because another week like we had last week with preparation, we'll be looking the same way we did last week. So we got to learn from this one.
Vince, let me ask you, man. How did the Cleveland Browns bully you to the tune of 230 yards on the ground? Because that's what happened. You know, when the team runs a ball like that on you at will, you're basically the kid who's told, okay, schoolyard, 3 o'clock, bike rack, and you can't do anything about it. How were they able to do that to you?
I think it's a combination of a lot of things. Out of position, missed tackles, missed assignments. Not physical at times. I mean, you name it. You can go down a list of things that we did wrong, and the little times that we did do something right, we were okay. It was a few times you probably can count them on one hand, but when we did it right, we was all right. But it was just, I don't know. It wasn't a New England Patriots team that I seen all year out there yesterday. You know what? Then we got to do everything we can to get back to, you know, playing the way we know how to play. So, for one thing, for sure, we're going to get back to work this week. We're not going to put this performance back out there on the field this week. But if we do, I tell you what, we'll be coming home with another L, and I don't want that taste in my mouth.
Are you confident that you are a good run stuffing defense?
Yeah, I'm very confident. Trust me. Look here. This guy ran for a bunch of yards. Yeah, I give him credit, whatever. But, you know, through the course of over the year, we done faced some pretty good backs. So, did pretty good against, you know, some of them. So, I'm very confident in my teammates and in our run defense. You know, like I say, stats, you know, people can look at stats all they want. You know, most important stat to me is a W. And right now, we 6-2. Trust me, I'm pretty sure Cleveland Browns want to be 6-2. It's a lot of teams out there want to be 6-2. So we can't hit the panic button and go into a frenzy. No, we just fixed what that need to be fixed. And there's a lot of things that need to be fixed from yesterday. Like I said, 6-2, you can't complain about that. But I tell you what, 6-2 won't get us anywhere if we keep playing the way we played yesterday. So we have to understand that. And nobody have the answers but us. I don't care if, you know, US Today, Patriots Weekly, magazines, Sports Illustrated, ESPN, whoever, experts, so-called experts, they don't have no answers to what we need to do. Only people who have the answers is in this locker room.
Come on, give us a shout out too, right there. I mean, W, you go.
WEEI. Thank you. Don't have the answers.
Go down. We want to be criticized too. Go down.
Don't have the answers. You know, and that's one thing we have to start doing as a football team is basically we got to sign and say, you know, manage expectations and don't believe the hype. And that's one thing we have to do. We have to do that.
You guys are usually really good at concentrating on just this week. You forget last week. You don't think about next week. It's just this week. But the game I watched yesterday, that other team looked like they wanted the game more than you guys did. Is that fair?
And that's how it looked. And at the end of the day, that's what it was. You know, they came to play. However you want to slice it, you know, they came out. They was ready. And like I said, going up 10-0 and totally against everything we wanted to do is start slow. And we didn't want to do that, and we did. We started slow and never could rebound from it.
You said it was a bad week at practice, and I know Matt Light said on Friday, you know, it was a rugged week at practice. How does that play out? How do you know on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday that things aren't going right?
I mean, we've been around each other. It's mistakes that was being made that didn't need to be made. It was just a mental mistake. It was just not being aware. And all week it's been like that. I mean, then come yesterday, it was the same thing. Just wasn't aware. We wasn't focused when we needed to be. And that was for 60 minutes. We just didn't click. At the end of the week, I said, you know, I said, maybe it's one of those things where you don't practice well and all of a sudden Sunday comes, boom, we turn it on. But you can't say that too many times, you know, and I just believed in this team so much, and I still do, that we could have still won that ball game 24-14. When the score was 24-14, we still had a shot. And, you know, we came out, we stopped them on a 4-yard loss, and then turned right back around, give up a 15-yarder. Then a couple more big plays, and next thing you know, they're in the end zone. It's just, we can't win like that, point blank. We can't win like that. So we're going to watch the film, and like I said, we're going to grade it. We're going to, you know, criticism. I mean, trust me, everybody don't, we're not happy. You know, we let one get through. And we can't do that. We can't do that going forward, especially not this week with Pittsburgh Steelers, because, like I said, there, it'll be even worse with those guys.
Now, you guys have won a lot of games here over the years, and since you've been a Patriot, I'm sure you've had many good practices that have turned into good games. Have you had any bad practices that have turned into good games?
Yeah, occasionally you do. But like I say, you can't do that too much. You can't go in and all week have crappy practice and be like, okay, Sunday we're going to turn it on. It don't happen all the time, you know. And I just had some hope and some belief that, you know, maybe this was one of those weeks that we did have it in our tank. But we came up short. So we have to be professional. We have to be men. We have to, you know, stand up. We took it on the chin. We took one on the chin really bad. And what are we going to do about it? I mean, we can sit back and talk about this game all day and talk about the yards they racked up and all that. But, you know, we can't do anything about it now. You know, it's on to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So we're going to get it corrected. Trust me, we're going to get it corrected. And the performance we put out there this week, hopefully be a better one.
I was going to ask you about the Steelers, man. You guys have had a lot of interesting battles with the Steelers over the years for some high stakes. I mean, some AFC championships and just some good regular season games. What are you expecting from the Steelers now? Are they pretty much the same? I know they got a different coach in the last few years, Mike Tomlin taking over for Bill Cowher, but do you pretty much expect the same thing from the Steelers?
Of course. One thing they're going to do, they're going to run the ball well and they're going to stop the run. They're going to play great defense. That's what they're going to do. And like I said, with Ben Roethlisberger back, with an offensive line that's big and physical, they playing well with the backs, receiving core. I mean, this is a potent offense we have here. And, you know, got a quarterback can do it with his arms and legs. Offense that can run the ball and throw the ball. And you got probably one of the toughest wide receivers to ever play the game in Hines Ward. So our hands are full, trust me. Our hands are full. But, you know, we done been there before. We done played a very great, you know, Pittsburgh Steelers, and we done came up short sometimes, and we done won sometimes. So it's going to be a tough matchup for us, but I like our chance, especially once we get back on track this week, starting with today, looking at film and look at those guys tonight against Cincinnati, and go forward from there. So looking forward to starting a week for us, a better week for us, and hopefully a better outcome.
I can't believe Ndamukong Suh got to kick a PAT, and your kicker goes down, and they don't ask you to kick.
Nah, I don't kick now.
No, wait a minute. You do all that stuff.
Yeah, I do. You know what? I'm like the third or fourth.
Third or fourth guy.
Yeah, on the depth chart. So it's a little ways you have to go down.
But see, this is the disrespect that Wilfork has for kickers, because if Brady had gone down,
He'd say,
I want to be the backup quarterback. Of course. But now you say, oh, I don't want to kick. That's beneath you.
Because I can't remember the last time I kicked a ball. I throw a ball every day. I throw a ball every day, man. Kicking, I don't know. I don't know if my hamstring can stretch that much now.
West did a pretty good job filling in again.
You know,
he's done it against you guys, too.
Exactly. Down in Miami, he done it against us. And I forgot about that. And, you know, I saw him out there. And I was like, okay, there go West. He done it before. It's not like his first time out here. So, but you know what? We have to rally together. I mean, this point in time in the year, the middle of the season, we see teams. They develop. We know they. You know, we know they're positive. We know they. You know, their strengths, their negatives. And I don't think it's going to change much here on out.
Let me ask you, Vince. I know you guys see when other teams are celebrating. Other teams see when you guys are celebrating. I remember Sean Merriman being upset that you guys are doing a lights out dance in San Diego that time. So what did you think yesterday? Some of your former coaches, Brian Daboll is jumping up and down. Eric Mangini gets a Gatorade shower from the players. What did you think of their displays?
They won a ball game. I mean, what, they're 3-5? 3-5. I mean, I guess it's a Super Bowl to them. But you know what? They deserved it yesterday. They deserved it. They beat us. And like I said, I can man up and say they beat us. But at 3-5, you know, we sitting 6-2. We have a lot to be proud of. But one thing we can't be proud of, that performance we put out there Sunday. So they can handle it however they want to handle it. But you know, my concern is, you know, New England Patriots, how we can get better as a team. And 6-2 is not where we want to be. You know, maybe 3-5 where they want to be. But 6-2, it's not where we want to be. We got a lot of work to do.
We'll see you next week, okay?
See you next week.
Keep that hat, because the snow isn't going to stop now, you know.
Don't worry.
Keep going for a while.
I got plenty of these hats.